I really wish that we recorded this for YouTube, because listeners need to see your face when you sing that song.
I get into it, man. I get really into it.
Oh, you really I need to see it. Your face, because it just the I audio alone doesn't do it justice.
Oh no, yeah, he was moving his face there, and I felt that.
Man, it was like the male Celine Dion.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
you. Oh, by the way, I'm tagging in every one of your giveaways from now on.
Welcome to the For the Gram podcast, a podcast on how to grow your social media and small business. Join us as we discuss how we've used Instagram to grow our small businesses and form a social community. Learn how we created partnerships with each other and formed relationships with brands. Whether you want to take your business or social media to the next level, or just looking for a fun and lighthearted podcast about the everyday, this is the For the Gram podcast. I'm Vic from The Stump Shop, and joining me are Dom from M Inspired Living and Mark from Remarkable Woodworks. We hope you enjoy the episode and tune in next time to the For the Gram podcast.
Welcome to episode 13, Giveaways. Actually, this episode was inspired by a question from Raj into our mailbag. So we thought, you know what, between the three of us, let's just dedicate a whole episode to it. Before we jump right into talking about giveaways, Mark, what's going on, man? Busy time of the year?
Oh, super busy, man. Very happy to have some time off to spend with you guys and talk about giveaways. It's been a while since we've done the podcast. It feels like it's been forever, but yeah, you know, just doing the whole dad thing and then just running myself ragged. What about you, Dom? Busy?
Yeah, you know how it is. When Christmas time rolls around, it's nonstop and you just look forward to December 26th because that's when you can actually start to breathe again.
That's when the holidays are over, right?
Dom? That's when it's all over and that's like one day to relax.
That's when all the in-laws start coming in though, and it's a different kind of stress.
Yeah, no, December 26th for me is going to be my third Christmas dinner. We do three in a row, so even the 26th isn't relaxing. Maybe. Yeah, whatever. Then there's always January to kind of chill out, right? Mm-hmm. But Absolutely. Listen, guys, giveaways. Have we all done them, first of all? I know I have. Mark, you've ever done one on Instagram? I don't even. You have?
Okay. I've done a couple. Yep.
And I know Dom has for sure.
I've tried over the course of the time that I've been on Instagram. I think I've been involved in every different type of giveaway there is. I mean, I've even done some going way back with Mark. We did the loop giveaway.
Oh, yeah. Hold on a second. You guys did a giveaway? The worst kind of giveaway. We did once.
That was probably, what was that, 3 years ago maybe?
Oh, man. What a bad idea. Yeah. What a bad idea that was.
Well, you know what? Since we're talking about that, let's just jump right into it. Overall, yes or no? I mean, I'm a yes to giveaways. I like them. Obviously, there's certain stuff that you look for, certain criteria, this and that. But loop giveaways. Mark, since you're so apparently against that, talk to us. What's a loop giveaway? What's going on with that?
A loop giveaway is when you say you're giving away a MacBook. And if you want to win this MacBook, all you have to do is follow me, myself, the Pope, the President, the Prime Minister, and then go to their pages and like and follow, and then it ends up being a loop. So you go around, and then when you go to that person's page, they'll tell you who to follow next. And then when you go to that person's page, they'll tell you when to follow next. Sometimes there can be 12 people, sometimes there can be 25, and it's just exhausting. Nice. So yeah, I mean, it sounded back then as a really good concept, but no.
Why is it a no though? Is it because of the amount of work that goes into it? Because I would think that a loop giveaway, if your goal by doing a giveaway is to gain followers, maybe that's a yes. But if your goal is to build a certain type of audience, then it's a no. Because everyone and their mom is going to follow you for this loop giveaway, and then they're going to drop out, right? But why are you saying no? Why are you against it, or what's wrong with it?
That's just it. Way back then, I was all about it. I figured I'm going to follow everybody that follows me back, but I didn't realize that clogs up your feed, right? But again, we've talked about it before, you come on Instagram, you want to get inspired or you want to learn something or you want to kind of like, you just want to be able to scroll through to see something that, you know, interests you. And if I'm following a bunch of, and no disrespect, but if I'm following a bunch of blog people that like is fashion related, like I don't really care about that type of stuff. Right. So it's for me, like, I just don't like being told who to follow or what to do or any of that stuff. So,
just yeah, a certain item or something, right? Like you don't want to, yeah. Well, that's fair.
Yeah. So for me, I'm not against giveaways. I don't necessarily like them, but I think that you should do it out of like the goodness of your heart almost. And I'll explain kind of like what I mean and how to kind of benefit that for you to grow. Right. But I just think that if it's like, we're doing a giveaway and all you have to do is follow me, that's it. Or like this page, that's it. Like, I just think that that was originated as a hack to hack the algorithm. And, you know, the platform has gotten smarter and they're aware of that. So they've kind of, I almost think they bury you now when you do those things. Like, I don't think you get as exposed to certain people or I don't think it works the way that it used to, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I probably agree with that. I don't think I think originally most giveaways were intended to help you grow your following faster. Right. I don't think many of them were just out of the goodness of people's hearts and, hey, I want to give this away because I love everyone. Right. Yeah. I think in most cases it was an attempt to grow your following. And that includes myself. The first giveaways that I did definitely were about that. I mean, the Loop giveaway that I did with Mark and, you know, several other people who are great people who I still talk to, most of them today. I think we all did that for that purpose, to help grow our following. But I think people are on to that. And I mean, I myself, I don't think I've ever entered a Loop giveaway because I don't want to go and have to follow 35 people. I actually saw one Loop giveaway a while back that, listen to this, believe it or not.
I can see where this is going.
They made it easy. They actually created a separate Instagram page. So all you had to do to enter, you didn't have to follow the chain. All you had to do was go to this page, follow the page, and every account that page was following, which was like 200 accounts.
That ends up being like homework. Like, hey, what are you doing tonight?
Oh, yeah, no, at that point, like, you can't give me anything worth my time to go follow all of those accounts.
Yeah. No, I hear that.
I think what kind of did it in for me was, and I'm not going to mention any names, but there was one account that was making people change their profile picture to enter in this giveaway.
Yeah, I remember that.
I remember that.
And that pissed me off so much because I was just like, what has this gotten to right now? Like, what are you trying to show that you have, or like, what kind of power you like? This isn't fun. Like, it's just now you're telling people like how to like run their own accounts. Like, I don't know. I don't know why it made me so mad, but I was like, this is not okay. I'm done with giveaways. And then I just started doing them the way that I do them now.
Yeah.
You know what? That also leads me to remember, because I haven't seen them in a while. It's probably because I fully don't engage with them and maybe the algorithm's not feeding me or Instagram got rid of them. But you know who would change their little logo for whatever purpose for giveaways are giveaway accounts. Those accounts, when you look them up, it'll have a guy's face like, hey, I'm Vic. All my feed, every once in a while, I'll post like one picture of something I did.
Yeah.
And the rest are all reposts of giveaways and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you guys still see those? I haven't seen those in a while.
Not as much, because I think people have caught on to the fact that people don't like that. I mean, for me, that's like a killer for me. If there's a giveaway and they're asking me to repost it, 99.9% chance that I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, I don't think reposting anything should be mandatory to enter a giveaway. I think if you ask your followers to enter this giveaway, you have to do a repost either in your stories or feed. That should be a bonus. That should be like, hey, if you want to, then you get, you know, whatever, 3 or 5 entries. But to say like you have to post this on your feed, this is my personal opinion, I'm not entering your giveaway, yeah. Period. Like, bottom line, I don't care what it is.
And I don't want to follow you. If you're going to tell me that I need to do this, or you're that type of account where you're just going to keep posting things to your own feed, that honestly does not make me want to follow you, because I don't want to see the same 65 posters every time I open up Instagram. I remember when it got to that point where it was like everyone was reposting the same friggin' tool over and over and over again, and that's all you saw when you were doing the
scrolling. You see that through. Sometimes, but
you know what? Giveaways definitely have their place. I'm not against them. I like giveaways. Everybody likes to win free stuff, right? But I think you have to make them reasonably easy for people to want to enter them. Everybody wants free stuff, but nobody wants to have to jump through 1,000 hurdles to get the free stuff. Like, I saw a giveaway a while back. I think we discussed this, where it seemed like there was like only 3 rules to enter, but one of the rules was you had to follow the account that was having the giveaway, right, and you had to like the giveaway, and you had to tag a friend. But the kicker rule was that the friend you tagged also had to follow the account.
Yeah.
No, to me, it's one step too far. Like,
so let me ask you this then, Dom. Let's say you're giving a board away or something. You're doing a giveaway tomorrow. What's your rules? What does Dom do for a giveaway?
I'm just like, I've honestly gone to making it so simple that it's just, there might be a follow involved sometimes. A lot of the times there's not anymore. I don't ask people to follow me anymore. If you want to, great, but I'm not going to force you to follow me just so you could win something.
Thank God.
It's just,
that's the only reason I actually followed you a while ago.
You know what? I'm not even doing that. This is my last podcast with you.
Thank
idiot.
God. Yeah. Where's my phone?
You'll never get rid of me.
Dom's spot coming up in a giveaway.
So, can you imagine? That would be a good giveaway. Join us. Yeah. Be a co-host for an episode giveaway.
But without you, because you're not in it.
That wouldn't be as fun. Actually, does that mean I'd get a vacation?
Hey, you know what's a sly way of hiding this is a secret I'm giving out here, guys, for the Gram podcast. When Vic does a giveaway and he says, to win this, and I don't include the follow me rule, I usually say, my follower that will win this, blah, blah, blah. I'm subliminally telling them, there's a good chance.
Hey, are you a psychologist?
I'm telling you,
I'm gonna have to think about every word you say to me from now on.
Every single word you have to analyze, because by me saying the follower of mine or my follower who's gonna win this, even that person that, you know, disappears in their explore page is gonna be like, you know what, I gotta follow this guy to enter that giveaway, even if he's not telling me to. Bam.
You just hit the nail on the head, though, Vic. Like, I honestly think that the whole point of doing giveaways is to gain more followers, but you should be putting out the content that makes people want to follow you in the first place, right? Oh, like, sure. We talked about it before, where I was going from this weird transition from like woodworker to like contractor, and I was losing followers like crazy because I'm not putting up like finished mosaics or, you know, cutting boards or whatever. I'm slowly getting like exposed to a different audience, and that's where I think like you want people that are following you because they want to follow the content, they value whatever you're posting up, and that's where I think like the problem is with giveaways.
So
let me ask you this. Well, first let me answer Vic's question, which you guys interrupted me. What I do when I do a giveaway, I like to do, you know, like this post, and I'll usually ask for some sort of, you know, funny comment or something like that. Like
some sort of call to action. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But something that's a little fun, you know, a typical boring question, right? Give me a fun answer. Give me a laugh. And there you go. You could win. But here's my question. In terms of what you're giving away, there's two kind of schools of thought on this. Is it better to give away something that a brand is maybe sponsoring your giveaway? So you're giving away some sort of tool or something that another, you know, maker could use? Or do you guys prefer to give away that something that you've made or something that you've created yourself? I think there's value in both. I think it depends on who your target audience is. But what do you guys think?
I mean, I'll go ahead just because I do my fair share of giveaways. I actually have one coming up here, guys. A shameless plug, but I will have a giveaway coming up. And I've done both. I've done ones where it's something I've made or even collaborated with another maker. And then I've done the ones where like a tool company is responsible for sending the winning item to that person. It's hard to answer that straight up, Dom, like with a A or B, because it really is depending on what the purpose of your giveaway is. Is the purpose of your giveaway, like we said, like, hey, follow me and I'll send the winner this, I'll just say drill, because that's the classic tool everyone thinks of. Is my goal there really, am I going to be gaining a lot of followers from that? Maybe, but I'm gaining them piggybacking off this company. You know what I mean? Like, it's not something like, hey, are you going to follow Vic if I'm not giving you company X's drill? I do want those followers, but I really don't in the long run. And in the long run, they'll probably be dropping off anyways.
But the brand is also piggybacking off of you as well in 100%. A case like that.
Well, that's a whole other discussion you're going to have as to, and remind me to continue from where I left off, but it's happened to me before too, where a brand has approached me for a giveaway with ridiculous conditions and stipulations where I'm like, hold on. What am I getting out of this exactly? It's not that I'm selfish, but with a brand, I'm a little bit more conscious of being taken advantage of as opposed to another maker. But let me go back to what I was saying versus something that I'm making where, for example, and I'll drop their names because I love them, but I did a collaboration with the Palette people not long ago, win a piece that we both worked on. They started it, mailed it to me, I finished it, and I mailed it to the winner. Man, that was awesome. Not only was it huge.
Yeah, it was very cool.
Was that cool? Thanks, man. It was a lot of exposure. Cool. You know, the comments were going crazy. And in the end, I think people that saw that piece or whatever got to know myself and Victoria and Brian and all the Palo people and also followed us because they knew they wanted to. They're winning a maker's piece. They wanted to have some attachment to the person that made that piece, you know, blah, blah, blah. But to answer your question, it really depends on what you're end goal is by doing that giveaway. Does that make sense?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Mine is anyone that, like, I don't have to send this stuff because I am terrible at making it to the mailbox. So if I am not responsible for sending the winnings out, I'll do whatever it is. I'll give away whatever you want me to give away as long as I don't have to mail that stuff to people. I still have things at my house that have to get mailed out to people from a long time ago. So.
Yeah, but saying that though, you're joking. But let's say the Stump Shop comes up to you, or let's use something more realistic, like an actual big company, and they say, "Hey, Mark, we're gonna mail this winning drill to that person. All we want you to do is do three posts about it, and then we'll give you 4 days. Though we'll give you 4 days to do three posts. You know, four stories. That's all you got to do. But we're mailing the winning." At that point, do you never, aren't you ever conflicted in your mind? Like, hey, wait a minute, am I being taken advantage of to get this company exposure?
Yeah, 100%. And I wouldn't do that. I would kind of try and explain to them like where I think it would benefit them the most. Like, I don't think a post right now, doing four posts for them, because no one's gonna see it. I honestly don't think that people are going to see anything with the word giveaway right now in 2019, almost 2020. I don't think the algorithm is favoring that stuff. So I think
it just gets there. Do you think that? Like, do you really honestly think that? Like, what do you mean if someone's using hashtag giveaway or
100%.
Like, what do you mean? How do you think the algorithm picks up on a giveaway? I'm actually asking because I got one coming up.
Even the wording, right? Like, I honestly think that the platform is so smart now that if, like, it can obviously sense what words are in your description and all that stuff. And I just think that it will bury that stuff because I think that it wants content that is good and engaging. And Vic, you're kind of a different breed. Like, you have a really good impact on your followers. Like when you kind of, like, I don't want to say influence over them, but like you have that Stump Nation that's like heavily, heavily involved in you and you're great at putting out that funny content.
I just throwing that out there.
Yeah, and I honestly think that, like, the way that you do giveaways and you kind of think outside the box, that's how it should be done. Do you know what I mean? So you're not just being like, oh, I'm just going to throw this out there. I'm just going to throw this out. Follow me, follow this. Like, I think that the way you should do giveaways is kind of psychologically trying to get yourself exposed to other people's accounts without necessarily saying, this is a giveaway and you have to follow me back. Do you know what I mean? Like, I would much prefer to randomly, like, you hit 40K. I would love to see, like, you just give away for the next 40 days of 2020. You're giving away one thing every single day for 40 days.
Yeah, that's, you know what I'm saying? Fair. Yeah.
To someone that comments on your page. That's it. And you do one story about it, and then boom, 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 tell a friend. And then now people are in the comments, like, having, like, oh, hey,
it's actually funny you mentioned that, because I'm going to be giving away 40 of Dom's boards coming up in the new year from January 1st to mid-February.
Yeah, all the leftovers from all the shows.
Better get to work.
No, I fully hear you, Mark. I know what you're saying, man.
But, like, that type of, like, thinking outside the box and gaining exposure, that tells people that you're not just like every other account that does these things. And it makes you a little bit different, a little bit more interesting. So that way, when those people or those, you know, accounts come to your page, they're like, maybe I do want to follow this guy, or maybe he is really funny. And, he does do different things. He's very talented, and he cares about people. So yeah, I'm going to give him a follow. He's worth it. Cause I think now in 2020, a follow is going to mean a lot. Like, a follow is going to mean a lot in 2020 because, you know, they're so hard to get now.
Yeah. But it's hard. There's more competition. I mean, when these giveaways started, it was something new, and I think it was easier for people to get excited about them because, hey, this person's giving something away. That's awesome. I'm going to try to enter. But now there's so many of them, and I mean, how many giveaways for 4 12-inch clamps do you really need to enter? Do you really want to win, right? So, yeah, I think you're right. You got to be original. You got to be creative, and people like things that are outside the box. Like, I think one of the most fun giveaways that I was ever involved with, and I think it was one of the most successful ones too and most popular, was when Vic and I did the win a dinner with Vic and Dom.
Yeah, that's true.
That started out as a joke.
That did start out as a joke.
Right? It started out as a joke, and it turned into a real giveaway, and it was quite successful, right?
Yeah. No, it was, yeah. And it was, but it goes back to what Mark talked about. Outside of the box, that one, don't anyone out there think, like, who the hell are you to think a dinner with you guys? Like, that's not what it's about. It did start out as a joke. We're like, hey, let's throw a dinner out with Vic and Dom. Like, not like we're celebrities or anything, but man, that blew up. And, you know, we should do that again with the three of us. That would be awesome, then. Because, you know, with Mark's schedule, we could just fit it right in there.
Win a redick dinner.
win a redick dinner. Going back to the actual giveaway, let's focus on Instagram. Not only is it for the gram, but that's where most the three of us have our, I guess you can say, experience or expertise. But on Instagram itself, and now we're going to talk to folks that maybe have never done a giveaway. They're looking at doing their first giveaway. What are some of the things you guys specifically, and I know Don talked about what he mentions or what you need to do to enter those giveaways, but other than that, like, in your caption, other than coming up with something creative, what I'm trying to say is, like, legality wise, have you guys heard this? Because I want to throw something out there. I actually looked up the Instagram rules and procedures and all that stuff, and I personally could not find anywhere forbidding you from asking someone to follow you. At one point, I heard a rumor that was true. I cannot say it's not, but I did read the rules top to bottom, and it does not say in there you can't do that. Do you know anything more about that, Mark?
Everything that I've heard is just hearsay. Like, exactly. I've heard people talk about it. I heard that it should be done. Yeah. I think it's just frowned upon. I haven't done the research, and you said you've read the rules. Yeah. So that's as far as my research is going to go. I believe that, you know, you do read things very thoroughly. So, that just means I don't have to now. So I take your word for it.
I read the specifically Instagram actually does have a whole part on, giveaways, but there, I'm not getting into that now. Please just go on your Instagram settings or wherever the rules are found. But it pretty much just says in layman's terms, in plain English, because it is obviously detailed, which is my specialty. I read through every line, but you just have to basically exclude Instagram from any sort of liability, which is why when you see that one line thrown in at the bottom of a lot of giveaways, like, this is in no way affiliated with Instagram and all that, that they actually do require. Okay, so if you're going to do it by the books, just throw in there the way I did it on my last one. I think it was a joke saying, like, and those guys over at Instagram have nothing to do with this stupid giveaway or something, where it's like, it does exclude them. Make sure they know, but you don't have to get all legal and all. I mean, you probably do, but just make sure it's clear. No one's going after Instagram. No one's bothering them. No one's messaging them if your giveaway goes to the craps, right? Make that clear. I want to get that out there. So
that's just good. Yeah, that's good information. Let me ask you guys this, though. What, because this whole episode, like Vic mentioned at the beginning, is based on a question we got in the mailbag from Kona Customs.
Right.
And his original question was, when is the right time for your first giveaway? He's approaching the 100 mark. He may be over 100 followers now. I'm not sure. I know a few days ago he was still just approaching there. And that's a valid question. Is that too early to do a giveaway at 100 followers? Should you wait? Should you not wait? Vic, what do you think?
I actually think that's a great question. You know why that's a great question? Because each and every one of us, no matter who you are listening to this, was at that point. Unless you've never done a giveaway, then this, you're probably not listening to this episode. But if you are, 100, okay, so I'll give you two ways to look at this. In my opinion, yes, it's too small, okay? And at the same time, by doing that giveaway, if one of your criteria, remember I said this earlier, is you have to know what you're wanting to get out of this giveaway. If it's to grow, then no, it's not too early. But however, we Mark and I actually went at each other over the last episode over this, but your number of followers doesn't define who you are at all. However, with 100 followers, your giveaway is just not getting that traction to even grow your followers. Like, even if you make it to the explore page, let's say you randomly, which is a miracle these days, you make it to that explore page and all these people are coming to your account. And with the criteria, like we said, you have to follow me to join this giveaway. I just don't know how many of those will translate to followers. Does that make sense? Where with 100 followers, you're just not getting that exposure, in my opinion, unless you have large accounts, you know, backing you up, right, and reposting and all that.
I think that's where the loop giveaways became so popular.
Yeah.
Right? Because people caught on to that, right? And said, well, let's do this loop so that we're benefiting from everybody else's followers. And it was kind of, you know, a hack to kind of get around that low follower number.
Yeah, but you weren't doing loop followers at 100 followers, though.
I don't know, Mark. You know what? When we did that loop that we did, I don't think I even had 1,000 followers at that time.
Well, what were you? I was over. I think I was over 2,000.
I think I was I was under 1,000. I was probably at like 500 or 600 followers at that point.
I think content's king. I honestly do. Like, what's the content look like? How many times a day are you posting? I honestly think if you're trying to grow your account in where we're at right now, you got to be posting like 2 or 3 times a day, right? Like, you have to be, because, and it has to be good. Like, it has to be good content. It almost has to be viral stuff. You know what I mean?
Like, it's actually advice I gave recently to someone. They had newer account and they had posted, it was a great post, but it was a carousel of like 5-6 shots of a project from beginning to end. And I was like, if I can give you one bit of advice, because you're so new and you don't have continuous content every day, you're struggling for that content, take those 5 shots that are in that carousel and you have 5 separate posts there.
It gets them posting more.
That's carousels are great, but if you don't have the content to maintain that, right, that amount of content, split them up, right? like instead of one post with five pictures, you could have had 5 days worth of posts there.
Right. Yeah.
Right. If you're a new account, I think that that's important. I think that's big.
What the hell does that have to do with giveaways? So I'm just kidding.
It's just content, though. that's the thing is that's what honestly,
Mark
though.
Mark changed the subject. He started talking about content.
But how about this? Can you imagine what Mark was saying with, obviously, Mark, it has to be good. It has to be quality. I totally agree with that. Now, picture this. Whatever that item that person that has 100, even 500, these days, let's be honest, even 1,000, 5,000 followers, what's that item that you're going to be giving away? Now, imagine taking an extra, we all know it takes long, but you make a video of how you made that item, right? Focus on that instead of doing a giveaway. Either make a video, take some good pictures of that item. And I honestly believe posting, like Dom said, more times that one piece or posting a video of how you made that piece will get you more exposure and followers versus doing a giveaway with that item. Does that not make sense?
It does, but when new eyes are coming on to your account and you're telling them to follow you, what does your page look like? Are they going to follow you for a long time? Are they going to want to stay following you, or are they just going to drop off? Because then what's the point of managing all this BS behind the scenes and doing a giveaway and getting to the mailbox and sending things out and all that stuff if you're just going to lose all the followers anyways?
But I think that's the point that Vic's making is focus on your content.
Right?
Because you'll gain giveaway. There's not the benefit that there was 2 years ago to having a giveaway. It's just not there anymore. You're not going to gain like you did 2 years ago from a giveaway.
That's right.
Because it's become so saturated. I think Vic's right, especially if you're a newer account. There's nothing wrong with doing a giveaway, but you can't go into it thinking that, I'm going to do this giveaway and I'm going to gain 2,000 followers this week.
Exactly.
It's not going to happen, right? And that's another thing with giveaways. That's another point I wanted to make that I had here was I don't see any value in having 2-week-long giveaways, right? What? Most giveaways, like a giveaway that lasts for more than a day or two.
Like you mean the time that people have to enter?
Have to enter. Okay. People enter a giveaway, 90% of the entries come within the first 24 hours, right?
No, it's true. You want to make it quick, right? No, I was just going to say, you're right.
I think so.
What about how to enter a giveaway? Because, man, we talk a lot, the three of us. Actually, you guys, we talk way too much. I'm going to probably take a break from you guys after this, but we talk a lot about, and we'll send each other giveaways, this and that, but what about those ones where it's never mind who you have to follow, but it's what you have to do. And I'll be honest with you, I'll read a little bit of it. I'll scroll down. I'll quickly look for either the Canadian or American flag or the word Canadian. If it's US only, I'm out. I don't read it. Not a snob. I don't live in the US. What's the point? If I see Canadian is eligible, I'll read it a bit more, but then comes the just follow these steps. Man, I'm not talking about follow me, or we already talked about that, but it's like, first of all, come up with a comment, which is fine. Tag at least 4 friends, right?
And then have 4 friends.
That's it. You already lost me there. If there's a giveaway and I have to tag more than Mark and Vic, I basically, I'm not entering the giveaway.
But then we're probably already following that page. So you're just tagging a bunch of people to that's what I mean. Like
that tag a friend a lot of times is useless as well, because you're just tagging people that are already following that page.
I try hard to tag small. I really do. Once in a while I'll tag you two, but I will usually, for giveaways that I actually do enter, I'll try to tag someone that person isn't like, or they aren't already following them.
You want to know what I had started doing for a while, but then I stopped because I thought that maybe the accounts that were doing the giveaways were thought that I was trying to be a dick, but I wasn't. I was trying to do something good. For a while, I started tagging celebrities, right? So if you did a giveaway, I'd tag like whatever, Jennifer Aniston. Think about it. Say on the odd chance, that one of those people happened to see that tag and go look at what it's about and liked that person.
That's the most stupid theory I've ever heard in my entire life.
Say Vic did a giveaway
you
for a
stump. Think Justin Timberlake is coming over to look at stumps? Yes.
That could be a life-changing tag. Rather than tagging you two knuckleheads, if I tag
that are
Justin
actually
going to
engage in the post,
but you're going to pick up.
Say on the off, he's got to go on his Instagram. Say on the off chance, out of the 800,000 things messages he gets a day, he happens to see that one. He says, "You know what? This guy, I want to buy 2,000 of this guy's stumps." It could be life changing.
You're tagging a celebrity on someone else's page.
Yeah, so
I
like
you meant in your own giveaway.
No. So okay, like, say you did a giveaway and you said tag two people. I'd tag two celebrities.
Yeah, that's funny. Okay,
but then I stopped.
You're so old that the celebrities you're tagging, no one's ever heard of.
Yeah,
they're probably not even alive.
This guy's
tag Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, exactly. It's Dolly Parton and Frank Sinatra.
No, but
that's who you're tagging.
Dolly Parton looks exactly like she did 20 years ago. I'm sorry, it's on TV.
The point is, I stopped doing it because in my head, I was thinking, like, whoever's doing this giveaway might think that I'm being a loser, right? Yeah.
Right. You could change that.
But I wasn't. I was trying to do something really nice because on the off chance that that person sees it, it could be game changing for that person.
You guys over here tagging Santa Claus and Jesus on all.
Yeah.
I hate both of you. I don't know why I continue to associate with you.
About 10 minutes ago, you interrupted me. Can I get back to what I was saying?
You know, I'm not.
No, my final thing is you're reading through how to enter into this giveaway. And when they try to take you off platform, what do you guys instantly do? Anytime it's like, and then go to.
I stop entering the giveaway.
Yeah.
You know what? I hate to say it, but it's if you can find a way to get people off of the platform and like keep the majority of them and actually get them to go off, you hit a gold mine because it's almost impossible. You're asking
to be giving away like a car or something. Like, I'm not trying to be funny. Like, it's got to be. I've done it too, Mark. I've done it. I've gone to other pages and sometimes you even have to subscribe or do whatever. Yeah. I've done it because it was either a good buddy. I want to help this guy.
Yeah.
Or it was something I really wanted to win. I've done it. I'm not saying I haven't, but if it's a random person even if I follow you, but we don't interact a lot, and I'm sorry, we just can't all interact. I love you all, but I'm probably not leaving my, Instagram page to go sign up, get another email that I have to verify, and then I'm going to lose that password, and then I'm going to start getting spam emails. Anyways,
I honestly wouldn't even do that for you guys.
Just because you don't know how to use a computer, that's why.
It's because you have to come to my house to do it.
My typewriter does not let me on the internet.
This guy's typewriter, he never has those three lines at the top.
Hey, I got a top-of-the-line typewriter, all right? It loads the paper by itself.
Okay, so in 2020, how do you guys recommend that? How should you enter giveaways in 2020?
All right, you know what? Can I answer this? Because I literally have a giveaway coming up, okay? I'm going to be doing a giveaway, and I'm giving away my entire business. I'm done. Okay, someone out there is taking over the stump including my spot in this podcast and all my stumps.
The requirement is your name has to be Victor.
Yeah, it has to be Victor. And you have to be me. If you're me, you could win this gift. No, listen, I'm going to be doing two giveaways. I'm going to flood Mark's page with giveaways all January, but I am doing one with a brand coming up, okay? Shameless plug. It's going to be something you guys all want, okay? I'm telling you right now, every maker, unless you already have one, wants this.
Is it a MacBook Pro?
I can't tell you.
Is it McDonald's? Have you teamed up with McDonald's?
You are
Big
winning.
Max for life.
Big Mac for life. But
for that, I would go off the page.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. For that's worth going off. Age for
what do you need for that? My social insurance number? Done.
I'm gonna be doing one with a brand, and then I'm gonna be doing something unique where I was actually gonna reach out to you guys and help you, but I wanna give away a stump. I've never given one away, and I wanna give one away. The only thing
F word are you gonna ship a stump?
There you go. That's exactly it. So I gotta either come up with some sort of, I have to do what I hate. I hate restrictions. Like, yeah, you can't enter if you're not in the lower 48, or if you don't live, you know, on this side of Yonge Street in Toronto. Like, I just want people to enter. I did a giveaway once for a sign. The whole world was eligible. And someone in Denmark won. It was awesome. I shipped them a sign because that cost me, you know, $20. But how the hell am I shipping a stump to Denmark and not remortgaging
my back out picking up that, mine?
I don't know. I have to figure it out where it's like, if you're local, you could win a stump, or if you're overseas, then you win nothing.
You know, like, you know what you should
coaster.
Do? That would, you
coaster.
Know what would be revolutionary?
What's that?
If you were to slice
celebrity.
Slice the top. No, listen.
Why did I think of that? All right, we're all tagging The Rock tonight in the next.
Yeah, you get to you win a date.
Keep laughing. Because when The Rock orders a stump from you, or he asks you to go build his deck, we'll see who's laughing.
Yeah. Oh, no. If The Rock buys a stump from me, I will thank you, Dom. I will call you up and say, hey, Dom, The Rock just called me.
No, listen. Imagine you could cut the top off a stump and hollow it out and then put the top back on. So it looks like a whole stump, but it weighs like a tenth of the weight.
Well, can I say something as a stump guy? Why wouldn't I just drill out the bottom? Like, I don't need to cut the top off.
Because then if somebody lifts it up, they'll see it's hollow.
What?
I don't think
what
we should
hell?
Ever do
it. Were you smoking before we started?
I don't think we should ever do an episode this close to the holidays again. Let's remember this for next year.
I've been drinking eggnog and rum since 8 a.m.
Oh, my God.
No, I've actually thought about that, Dom. It's funny you mention it, but I have this huge Japanese walnut stump that must weigh 15 million pounds. I'm thinking of hollowing it out from the underside just to make it manageable so my back doesn't blow up again.
Actually, that's the one you should give away and make it available worldwide.
And I'll stuff you in it and ship it all.
And then I'll pop out when I get there.
Dom in a stump. Hey, we
I'll
just
pop
came up
out with some confetti.
Dom in a stump. Watch for it on shelves.
You should come out with like stump, like banana hammocks or something like that.
You know what? I'm asking.
Ship those out.
I need listeners' help. Send us messages to the For the Grand page. What should any of our next giveaways be? Like, what do you guys want, right? Because we've been talking and babbling. What are you guys interested in? Like, would you guys want a stump or a dinner with the three of us? Or Mark, remember we talked about it? You would build someone a free deck next summer. Yeah, Mark said,
I already won that contest for my cottage. He's building it.
In fact, why don't we actually do another giveaway? Like Dom said, it was more fun than – there's no real successfulness to this, but it was a lot of fun. Like win a dinner. You know what I mean? It's just go out with Mark, Dom, and Vic. Let's do that, man. Let's do that again in the new year. You guys are opposed to that or what?
Let's do it. I'm in.
If they live like outside of Canada, then they have to pay for our flights and accommodations. That's my only stipulation.
Well, I think what Vic and I did last time, what the rules were that either they pay for our travel to where they live, or we provided $2.50 towards travel and accommodations to Toronto.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. But so good.
Now it's time for the mailbag.
All right. So listen, guys, this week's mailbag, we got a good question here. It's a nice one from Cody over at Lefebvre Woodcraft. I guaranteed I butchered that
You're
name.
But obviously not French.
Lefebvre
Woodcraft. Where's Celine when you need her?
Yeah, that's true too. But all right, listen, Cody asked us, in a nutshell, going from whether it's your full-time job or your hobby, what do you need to know about naming your brand, company? Is it just your Instagram page? Naming yourself. What to do, what not to do, and is it worth changing your name at some point? Good question, because I'm not sure about your history, guys. I've had my name since the beginning, but Mark, what do you think about this?
I think it's okay, but once. Like, I think you have one shot. Like, I don't think you can change it like, I think if you just start out on Instagram, for example, and you're like Mark's Woodworking, and then you kind of get like 500 followers, and you're like, you know what? I'm feeling a little bit more remarkable. Remarkable Woodworking. That's what I want to be known as. I think that's okay. But if I'm going from like Mark's to Remarkable to like Dom's best friend to No Story Vic's best friend, and then now I'm like, you know, I'm six handles in, it just gets confusing for people, I find. True or false?
No, I think that's a good answer. Yeah, I agree.
I think there's also a point of no return. I think when you get, if you're going to make a change, I think you need to do it before a certain point. Because once your following grows to a certain point, it's just people know you by that at that point. And making the changes, it's not impossible, but it's more difficult, I think. And I think it's more confusing. And you've built your brand and that's the name you've built it around. And, you know, at that point, whether you like it or not, I think you're better off sticking with it than changing it.
Yeah. I think it's a feeling, right? Like you should get a feeling when you say your name and like your business name, like you should get that, like, that pride or like that. Like,
I think a name change is definitely okay, because I think most people start out, like I started my page already knowing what my business was, but I think most people's pages kind of evolve over time from a personal page, and then they get into making something, and it grows into a business, and now it went from a personal page to a business. I think that's fine to change it, but like I said, I'd try to change that when my following is closer to a few thousand than when I've got, you know, 30,000 followers at that
point. And it also depends on how invested you are in that business up to that point. Because if you're, I understand from this question, is it started off by saying whether part-time or full-time, but if you're doing this as a hobby and you have nothing invested, you know, and by invested, I mean like you haven't bought that name or domains or t-shirts or business cards.
You're not registered like under CPP or whatever it is that you live in. Like you're not an LLC or whatever.
Then it's a lot easier to change, right? Yeah. But if you're looking at rebranding, you know, even at the point where I am, I do this part-time, but it's not only the financial burden. It's like Dom said, it's getting your name out there again. I find that if you don't have millions of dollars, like Nike can probably rebrand and we would all know the new name and logo by the morning, right? Because they can make that happen. But I just can't see as a small little tiny business, rebranding would be hard, man. So
yeah, it's gonna hurt you.
My quick suggestions when you're picking your name at the start, my personal suggestion only, I would either include some sort of name, either your own name or something about your name or something personal, and if you can, or something about what it is you do, you know what I mean? In terms of the Stump Shop, he either sells, you know, fake legs or wood, right? And then they look at my page or whatever. That's just my opinion, but I think that. So anything else about that mailbag question?
No, I think you hit the nail on the head there, boys. I think that just about does it for this episode. What do you think?
I think so. I think people have had enough of us.
Here we are. I'm pressing the outro music, boys. Till next time, thank you for listening to the For the Gram podcast.
And happy holidays.
Merry Christmas and happy holidays to those that don't celebrate Christmas. Oh, he had to get all 2020 on us. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle bells.